Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Schroeder. Batting third. The left fielder, Ty Cline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nelson Briles. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Nelson Briles. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Maxville applying the tag. One out. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Briles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Brock reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Javier steals second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Brock steals second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dietz fields it and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hart. McCarver moves to second. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarver moves to third. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a line drive towards first. McCovey catches it and steps on first to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesús Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietz hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Flood, who is chasing the ball. Dietz reaches third base with a triple. Willie Mays pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dietz scores. It's Giants, 1, Cardinals, 1. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Mays now playing center field. Bobby Bonds now playing right field. Jim Davenport now playing shortstop. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Nelson Bryles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryles is 0 for 1 in the game. Bryles strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Javier moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart juggles the ball. That's an error on Hart. Javier moves to third. Flood moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Nate Oliver now playing shortstop. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles is 0-for-2 in the game. Briles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Brock steals second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flood strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schroeder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCarver bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. Shannon moves to second. One out. Bobby Tolan pinch hits for Ron Davis. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxville strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Tolan now playing right field. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klein scores. Hart moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Hart moves to third. Dietz moves to second. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindsay hits a fly ball into right field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Maris pinch hits for Nelson Briles. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a fly ball towards center. Mays settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mays. Maris moves to second. Bob Gibson pinch runs for Roger Maris. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson moves to third. One out. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Julian Javier. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gibson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Cardinals, 2. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oliver misplays the ball. That's an error on Oliver. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 2. the Giants will come to bat. Joe Horner now pitching. Dick Schofield now playing second base. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Tolan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-4 in the game. Schroeder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schroeder moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hart hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schroeder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dietz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-4 in the game. Maxville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxville moves to third. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Joe Horner. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxville scores. Brock moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.